So what I want to do this morning is I want to read the scripture in First Chronicles chapter 16. But when we get to the portion where David gives a sound, reading, I want to read it responsibly. So we're going to do that, and Lois going to come and share. So First Chronicles chapter 15, 16. That doesn't give you a whole lot. It gives you the right direction, but I want to read just a section of it. Chapter 16, verse 1. How about we read down verse 7, and then you can join with me in the responsive reading, right? You got the Bible on one hand, you got your responsive reading on the other. Let's go to town. All right. So they brought the ark of God and set it in the midst of the tabernacle that David had erected for it. Then they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before God, and when David had finished offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. Bless your name. And then he distributed to everyone in Israel, both man and woman, to everyone a loaf of bread and a piece of meat and a cake of raisins. I love raisins. Biblical. And he appointed some of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord to commemorate, to thank and to praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph the chief, and the next to him, Zechariah, and then Jeiel, Shemaiah, Jehiel, Mattaniah, Elib, Benaiah, and Obadiah. Jeiel was stringed instruments and harps, but Asaph made music with cymbals. Benaiah and Ahaziel, the priests, regularly blew the trumpets before the ark of the covenant of God. And the day, on that day, David first delivered the standard by hands of Asaph and his brethren to thank the Lord. I said, to thank the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people.
Talk of all his wondrous works.
Glory to his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face forevermore.
Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth.
O seed of Israel, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones.
He is the Lord our God. His judgments are on all the earth.
Remember his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as an allotment of your inheritance.
When you were few in number, indeed very few, and strangers in it, when they went from one nation to another, and from one kingdom to another people.
He permitted no man to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed sons, and do my prophets no harm.
Sing to the Lord all the earth, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day.
Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders amongst the people.
For the Lord is great, greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods.
For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and gladness are in his place.
Give unto the Lord, O families of the peoples, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Tremble before him, all the earth. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. And let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns.
Sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field rejoice in all that is in it. Then the trees of the woods shall rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. and say, save us, O God of our salvation. Gather us together and deliver us from the Gentiles to give thanks to your holy name, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. And all the people said, Amen. And praise.
One that I don't have music sometimes. God is better than quiet. Song I was going to sing was, I thought it was called We Will Gather in the Harvest, but it's actually called We Will Cross Every Border. And then I was thinking about verses 7 of what it meant. Although I don't have music, I'll just sing a cappella. Glory to the Lamb whose throne forever reigns. God in the highest, worthy to merit our praise. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing praises week.
working on my Tamil service in Toronto and doing a whole bunch of other things, but one day I was listening to CFRA. Wasn't Lowell, actually, that got the inspiration from this time. But anyways, a car commercial came on, and I'm saying to the Lord, I need a sermon. It's like doing something. All of a sudden, this guy comes on there, and he's advertising cars. Amen. You know, just say amen. But he's advertising cars, and he says this. He says, if you come in this weekend, you'll get a free pumpkin. You'll get a free turkey. At the end of the commercial, I forget which car dealership and auto it was, he said at the end of it, he said, there has never been a better time to give thanks.
There he does.
So I said, you know what, I can relate to that. I said, there's my sermon on Sunday. There has never been a better time to give thanks. I forget the name of the dealership. If I do mention them, I would have to get a commission. So, or maybe they would find them out of the idea. But anyways, it has never been a better time. I guess you can agree with that, can't you? Every now and then the world says something we agree with, right? Every now and then they get it right. Every now and then they say something that makes sense to us spiritually. And I think I can agree with this car commercial. There has never been a better time to give thanks. Not for the great sweet deal that's on the lot. Not for getting a free pumpkin and a turkey. But just for all that God has done, there has never been a better time to give thanks. We know the Word of God tells us in Ephesians 5, it says that we are giving thanks always. Amen? We are always to be giving thanks. We know also from the Word of God, it is the will of God that we give thanks. So we are in a good place today giving thanks. But why would I be able to say that there has never been a better time than this right now to give thanks to God? And how on earth can I say from this text of Scripture here? But here we have in this passage, David has just danced before the Lord. He has had a wonderful, wonderful experience in the Lord. It is marvelous. If you read chapter 15, he has brought the tabernacle of God from Obed, the house of Obed, and he has brought it through to Jerusalem. Not a tremendous long distance in our way of thinking, but long enough to have quite the Thanksgiving Day parade. There had never been a wonderful parade like this seen. It was the biggest Thanksgiving parade, as I said, ever, up until this particular point. Why would I say that David would say there's never been a better time than this to give thanks? Well, the first thing is, there has never been a better time to give thanks because he enjoyed every step of the journey. This is not me dancing in church, I don't curse your. But maybe it was sort of like David says, he's ephod. In fact, he got so excited about worshiping God that his clothes came off. How many of you are thanking God that I wear a suit on Sunday morning? There's one back there, thank you. With suspenders, amen. I mean, no matter how excited I get in Jesus, I haven't lost my pants yet, amen. And you don't look forward to that service either, do you? Amen. Amen. But he got so excited and said, oh, he was so blessed that he danced and he praised the Lord all the way. It's never been a better time to give thanks because he enjoyed every step of the journey. He didn't just enjoy it when the ark of God got to his house. He didn't enjoy it just when he had decided to bring the ark of God to his house. But he enjoyed the entire journey from one to the other. Friends, are you enjoying the journey? You say today that there's never been a better time to give thanks. Because you have enjoyed the journey. You've enjoyed it even though there are great difficulties on the journey. Even though there are trials on the journey. Even though there are difficulties beyond human comprehension. Or certainly your neighbor's comprehension. Or your family's comprehension. Because they don't understand exactly what has been going on inside of you as you have been on the journey. But friends, I encourage you today, this has never been a better time to give thanks. Because every part of the journey is good. Because even if you fall down flat on your face on a rough road on the way to Jerusalem, and you bash your face on your fashioned nose on something, and it is permanently crooked from there on after, at least you got up praising God and you're on your way to Jerusalem. And then whatever happens, and then looking back, thank God
Maybe it's thank God it's over. But it's still thank God. Maybe it's thank God I don't have to go through that again. But thank God anyways. Thank God here in the present as you look down on your circumstances today. There's never been a better time to give thanks because right now is a good time to be saved. Hallelujah. Looking forward, oh my, Jerusalem, the city of God. As you get closer and closer and closer on your journey, Jerusalem gets closer and closer. There is more and more reason to celebrate. Looking forward, there is nothing but praise in our hearts should be for the Lord God Almighty. There's never been a better time to give thanks because we're closer than we were yesterday. We're closer than we were before church started, amen? There has never been a better time to give thanks than this moment you're in right now. And this one. Oh, and this one. Never been a better time to give thanks. Are you enjoying the journey? Some of you are in different places, of course, on your journey. Some of you recently have been baptized in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of you have been on the journey for a little time and were baptized and accepted the Lord some time ago and come into His glorious name. Some of you are considering the journey. You're just kind of looking at that road. And some of you are way down the road. In fact, it's just, Jerusalem is just over the hilltop, as an old song would say. You can see the lights of glory. And I could go on and on with old country songs. See the lights of glory now from where you are. But Thanksgiving is the celebration of the journey. It is not the celebration of the destination. And unfortunately, too many of those old songs talked about the destination as though it were the only good part. As though dying was better than living. As though we look forward to dying. You know what? It will be better. There's a theological truth there. That the kingdom is coming, amen, and it's coming in its fullness, and there's good things in store for the people, but you know what? Don't cut God short from blessing you now. Don't say that this journey is so hard and so long and whatever else that I can't wait till I get. Well, you know, there needs to be always anticipation of what is forward. But friends, God wants to bless you where you are right now in the pew that you're in right now. It's not about the destination as much as it is also about the journey. The journey. You know, there's very few that can look back on the journey of life and say, I have no regrets. It doesn't matter. When we look back, we can give thanks to God. Sure, we should have done things differently. No one is perfect. No one has handled their life and handled their business and handled their family and handled their fatherhood or handled their motherhood or handled their whatever it may be perfectly. We've all made mistakes. And looking back, we could all have some sort of regrets, relationships, situations, whatever it may be. But I can say this, there's never been a better day to give thanks to God than today right now. There's never been a better time to give thanks than right this very moment. Because whatever is behind. Amen? There may have been some dark points along the journey, but now you can look back and you can give thanks to God how God has brought you through. I don't know what all David had in his mind when he was getting closer to Jerusalem. I think he lost his last bit of clothes right coming through the gates of Jerusalem, according to kind of chapter 15, the end is there, you know. I didn't bring any pictures because there were some pictures I could find in the internet. But anyways, I don't know what point he lost his clothes, so to speak. As he got closer and closer, he just got more and more excited. David, as he got closer, he picked up more steam. Amen? That's the way it should be. And churches too often, as they get established, as they get going, denominations are very much like this. Denominations so often are started in revival. There's passion. There's a move of the Spirit. There's something happens so that they're creative. And then a few years in, you know, they get into the mundane. They get into the traditional. They don't need the Holy Ghost anymore. Because we have our program. And so that kind of thing can happen. But, you know, the way it's intended to be is that we should get more and more thankful. It should be this. It should be that this has never been a better time to give thanks. The old timers used to say, if you're not happy, shout yourself happy. I've done that. Just rejoice. Why? Because it's the right thing. Well, I don't feel like rejoicing. Well, then rejoice anyway. What did the brother say? What did Brother Paul say? He said, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. You didn't get it the first time, you get it the second time. Come on now. Praise yourself happy. Well, I wouldn't want to do it in the flesh. Friend, I don't want you to do anything in the flesh. But friends, it is the responsive action of a Christian to give God thanks and praise. But I want to make sure if you're led by the Holy Spirit to do something. You have to be led by the Holy Spirit to thank God. You have to be led of the Holy Spirit to praise God. Do you have to be led of the Holy Spirit after Sunday after church to eat? Anybody here? Well, I'm not going to eat until I pull the Holy Ghost with me. You have to have a spirit revelation before you go to bed tonight. Well, I'm not going to bed until I hear the Lord's audible voice saying you can go to sleep now. This should be the natural function of believing in God. Praise. Amen. I've got to move on. Number two. I don't know why I have that there, because I put the wrong word. Amen. Number two is this. There had never been a better time to give thanks because the presence of the Lord had come to his house. Friends, I want to say this. We live in a dispensation that is wonderful. We have a great meal. You talk about the car illustration. I don't know. We got a pumpkin and a turkey. What a great deal, you know. But listen, we have a better. According to the book of Hebrews, we've got the best deal going. We've got the best covenant going. We got the best deal going. You know, he was excited. David was rejoicing because closer and closer he got to Jerusalem. It meant that the presence of God that dwelt in the ark of the Lord was coming to his own palace. Coming to his town. Coming to a city near you. The presence of God. But in this dispensation, we have this wonderful truth. I will never leave you. Lord, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. That's the words of Jesus to his disciples in this wonderful new covenant. We have such a blessing. We don't have to just give thanks to God when we enter into the house of God. We need to give thanks to God every day because there is always a reason to give thanks. Friends, I would even say this, that there's never been a better time to give thanks than right now. Right here. David saw the ark of God. In his day, you have to understand, he saw the ark of God as the physical presence of the Lord. That as, this is why he lost his clothes. You know, as, oh, you know, I get blessed. But you know, this guy got blessed. You know, as it got closer and closer, and then he gets into the gates of the city, this is the presence of Almighty God. You know, I get excited at the presence of Almighty God. You know, but he really got excited at the presence. But as it got closer and closer, the excitement, oh, it was better than it ever did. Now we go back to Dr. Stanley's quote. Go back.
You can go back. Go back.
You can do that. I'm sure.
We can do it all.
He says this. He said, friends, we are made for an intimate relationship with God. We should employ every godly means possible to draw close to Him. Amen? Every means possible. Whatever it takes to get close to Him. All right, go back. Because of the cross, we can draw near. Back in David's day, there was blood involved. There were seven bulls and seven goats. If you read, I don't know what time you go back into chapter 15, but you read along the journey, that short trip from the house of Obed, there was these bulls were sacrificed, goats were sacrificed. But friends, there is no need for further sacrifice because Jesus has sacrificed himself on the cross. He has opened up the way, the veil is rent, and the presence of God is available to all who call upon. There has never been a better time to give thanks than today. Friends, we live in a time when the presence of God is growing stronger. Do you believe that, friends? Growing stronger. The amount of His people that are praising the cleansing that is happening in the house of God. It may feel like there are less people praising Him than there was a few years ago.
The friends, if he's cleansing those people, if he's perfecting praise, then still the praises are growing, the presence is growing. He's preparing us for a kingdom living. He also recognized, second of all, in this particular thing, the blessing of God's presence. There was a presence, but there was a blessing of God's presence. You know, the ark had only been, this, by the way, is behind my house. My wife took these pictures. But that's my house. David, if you look at chapter 15, you'll find out that the ark had been there for 3 months in the house of God. Alright? The blessing of God upon his crops, it doesn't say exactly, upon his health, upon everything, was so much so that it was obvious. It doesn't say exactly how the presence blessed him, but it says that he was so, that it was visible, that people would say, that's serious. His crops are blessed, his life is blessed, his house is blessed, his health is blessed. There is something going on in the house of Obed. And as David got closer, bringing the presence of God into his place, I'm sure that one of the thoughts that why he was so thankful is because of all the blessings of God that were going to befall him. We have never been so blessed than we are today. We know the hyper bill is going up. And I was yesterday, I tried to get in to get a tank full of gas, and the place was packed. And some guy says, well, no wonder, look, it's $1.13. I looked up, no, it's like they were giving gas. But the fact is, you know, I was able to put gas in at $1.13 or $1.29. Whatever it takes, we do what we do, right? Sometimes it gets hard. Sometimes the soup's a little thin. We're going to throw a little sawdust in it or whatever. Maybe, you know, like they used to do a long time ago to make it fill up, you know, whatever. Friends, it's never been a better time. You know, you all look back, and some of you don't have far to look back, all right? Talk to Grandpa, okay? So, talk to somebody else. Talk to anybody that's got a little gray hair in them or even has hair. Amen. Or whatever it may be. They'll tell you. But it's never been a better time to give thanks to me. The blessing of God has been a life of the last one. There's never been a better time to give thanks because he was surrounded by thankful people. I haven't made any references to the scriptures here, but Revelation 1:28. Chapter 15, verse 28 says this, thus all is brought up. Thus all Israel brought up the ark. There were the priests. I don't want to get into I don't want to go through the whole list of all the people that were there and those guys that were doing this. Some were singers. They had people playing the various instruments, all this kind of stuff. But let me just boil it right down. It says all Israel brought up. There's never been a better time to give thanks because he was surrounded by people. Certainly that is part of our Thanksgiving celebration when we have family and friends, when we have people that we care about around us, and we're eating and feasting. And they did do a little feasting, it says in chapter 16, it says, and they handed out to everybody. They gave everybody some meat. They gave everybody some muffins with raisins in them, my favorite. They gave everybody a loaf of bread. They, you know, it was a feast. There was no turkey. There was no glazed ham. Certainly no glazed ham. But there was not that particular kind of feast, but there was eating, there was celebration, there was something going on about having people that care about each other and care about God together. Oh, there's never been a better time to give thanks because I'm surrounded by thankful people. Because you have chosen the journey. You're on a journey with me, man. I'm on a journey with you. I'm so thankful for the people that God has put in my life.
even the ones that are a bit challenging, I won't name your names.
You.
You still God. You know, I am so thankful because you have chosen to celebrate with me. When I dance before the Lord, you're not like his wife that said, "Oh, God, what's he doing? He's making a fool of himself." Maybe you're not.
Yes, we are.
But I'm not naked yet. I have showed my belly button on different occasions, actually. But, you know, I am so happy to be on this journey. You make it part of my thanksgiving. And turn around and see the people that are on the journey with you. Each one makes it part of the journey. I am so thankful because there's never been a better time to give thanks because of the people that God has placed.
That's the next point.
I'm so blessed to be a pastor in this church. I'm so blessed to have people around me that love God, are on a journey with God. Verse 29 of that same chapter talks about how embarrassed she was. Well, so what? You know what? It didn't stop. Just because there are people that challenge you, they don't like you, does not mean, even if it's your own spouse, does not mean that your thanksgiving should be hindered. It did not hinder David's Thanksgiving celebration because his source of thanksgiving was not the people alone, but it was his faith. There had never been a better time to give thanks because there was so little time to give thanks. Friends, I don't know how much time we have between now and the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this particular side of the kingdom veil, but you know what? There's never been a better time to give thanks because there has never been so little time to do things. Right now is the best time. Don't let somebody rain in your parade. Don't let one negative voice, don't let the negative voices, whatever they may be, that say you're foolish, you're stupid, what are you trying to do? Just come on, enjoy the journey. Enjoy those that are celebrating with you. Enjoy the fact that there's never been a better time to give thanks to God because His presence is with us. I'm so thankful today for the journey. You know when my journey began? October 12th, Thanksgiving Sunday, 1980. That's when I got saved. I said, now that's my birthday today. I've been on a journey for these so many years. I haven't learned much math on that journey. But I've learned about the presence of my God. And I can tell you this, from journeying with Him from October 12th at 8:15 in the evening in a half-ton flatbed green GMC truck on the Perth Road, I've never had a better time or better reason to give thanks than I have right at this moment. The story is told, I close with this, of a young man that was in service, that is to say, the military service in American illustration. Look at that. Yeah, we've been there. It's a couple of years here. So this young man was in military service and he was feeling pretty down at Thanksgiving weekend coming up because he had, there's 2 weeks coming up and you know, my American friends, God, but they really love Thanksgiving. I mean, that's a big thing. I think sometimes they love the word we do, I don't know why exactly, but it's just a big part of the time. And to be the best, to be at home, you know, I don't sense that as strongly here often as I do. So God bless you, brother. Stop. He's still another chance. My hockey player over here. But there is such a draw. And a feeling of being homesick when you're away during Thanksgiving. This young man had, this is the third Thanksgiving that he was away from family. Always his rotation, always ended up that he was back in Iraq. At this particular last Thanksgiving, his name was Private Smith, Harold Smith. last Thanksgiving, he had a cold turkey sandwich out on patrol. This Thanksgiving, it was supposed to be the better one, because they had brought in a whole Thanksgiving feast, and then a sandstorm had come up and had made, got sand and everything. And he was sitting there, and he was with his friend, Private Harley, and he was going about how bad he had, how far away from home it had been, and how unfair it was that he spent another Thanksgiving away from family in Mississippi. He began to talk about how it was, how Thanksgiving should be, not the way it is, but it should be. He said, we'd have a great big feast. He said, and then Dad sit in the parlor, sit in the area we used to meet in. We got family and talk and sing. He said, and then Mom would come out, she would sing, and she was the singer, and Dad would read the scriptures. The Bible reading. It's wonderful time. And then just a few seconds after he had said this very statement, he says, I have nothing to look forward to for this Thanksgiving. Just then there was the awful screeching sound of the earth-shattering explosion that broke through the somber silence of the evening. The next sound that he heard was an unfamiliar voice of a chaplain saying, give thanks unto the Lord for he is given, for his love and the earth forever. When he heard that voice, he opened up his eyes. He couldn't see anybody in the room. He said, where are you? What's going on? And so the chaplain shouted for the nurse to come. The nurse came and he said, come quickly. He seems to be coming around. He's coming out of a coma. And then the private Smith thought, a coma? They're talking about me? And just then he opened his eyes and there was this young nurse who was there peering down at him, and he said, what was that man reading? He said, he was reading from the Bible. And suddenly the lights began to adjust to the light. The doctor had run in and checked him out, and he heard them saying, and blurs them around him, his blood pressure is fine, his heart and lungs are normal. And he kept hearing his voice, how do you feel, son? Do you remember anything? Do you know of anything? Private Smith whispered his name, his rank, and his serial number. He's still at this particular point, wasn't sure that he was captain by some Islamic group. Then he heard them laugh as he did that. Yes. And it began to sink in that he was in a hospital. Private Smith, he turned to the nurse, he says, could you read that Bible verse? The chaplain this time had gone away, so she went. She says, I know the verse, and she says, give thanks to the Lord for his giving. He said to her, are you a believer in Jesus? And she says, yes, I certainly am. He then said, what is going on? She says, well, you're in an explosion, mortar fire. And he says, you're going to be rewarded for your heroism, your sacrifice. He said, what heroism? What sacrifice? He said, the heroism that you saved your buddy Harley. He is alive today because you put your body up against his and you took the blast from him. He says, what sacrifice? He said, the sacrifice that your right leg is now gone. He reached down and feel around. That's true. The young soldier began to laugh. And she said, well, why are you laughing? He said, for quite a while I found it very difficult to be thankful on Thanksgiving. And maybe even any other day of the year as well. I guess that is because I was trying to be glad for all the wrong things that I thought were important. But now they really are. At least not in the greater scheme of things. Yes, I lost my leg, but I gained something more. He says, I think God just blew all the baggage away. He said, I'm so glad my best buddy was alive. He's been such a help to me. He says, it would be wrong for me to be ungrateful and silly to complain about a missing leg while other families are grieving their losses. No, he says, I'm not sad, I'm thankful. I'm grateful for what I have. Just as the doctor walked the room and said, he's now awake, so read this. It had already passed Thanksgiving, but he said, here is something from your family for you. The nurse here had frozen at the contents of the note. Dear son, you're overjoyed beyond words to hear of your miraculous recovery. Of your survival. I guess they had called. We wish we could be there for you. This is the best Thanksgiving gift that we could ever be thankful about. We love you so much. We are anxious to see you soon. Thank you, God. With tears streaming now down his eyes, the other private called. He says, you do know Jesus. He said, would you pray with me? He said, I got to get right with God. He's given me another chance. This is the best. And she prayed with him. I don't want to delay the story. She prayed with him, and he said, this is my best Thanksgiving. And friends, there has never been a better time. As far as Private Smith was concerned, there had never been a better time to give thanks. And as far as I'm concerned, there had never been a better time to give thanks. Father, I just pray for each one who's here. I don't know where they are in their journey with you. There may be some here today that have been watching the road but have not taken a step on. Maybe there are those here today that have journeyed in the past with family and friends, but circumstances of life have gotten them off the journey, and something has taken place in their life, and it's blown the baggage off. And now they're saying, oh, instead of being so discouraged, the Spirit of God is saying, now it's time to give thanks for repeating. Father, I pray for each one today that they will have a relationship, an intimacy, that the presence of God would come to their heart and home today. Lord, and that happens by them repenting of their sins, bowing before you, Lord, and accepting your gift. Friend, if that's you today, then all you need to do is repent, come before God, lift up your voice and your heart to him and say, dear, oh Lord Jesus, I'm thankful for the gift of life. Forgive me for complaining. Forgive me for neglecting every moment of my life. Forgive me of not appreciating the journey that I've been on, even the tough times. Father, forgive me in Jesus' name of those things. Now, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I accept the cross. I accept your sacrifice. My sacrifice has been nothing, but Lord, your sacrifice is everything. Lord, I follow you, and I'll follow you the rest of this journey, from earth to heaven. Father, I pray for each one today whose hearts are touched by the Spirit of God. May, Lord God, this be the best Thanksgiving ever. Tomorrow, the best Thanksgiving Monday. And Tuesday, the best Thanksgiving Tuesday. And so on.
Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. My friend, my Savior, thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross.
And now unto him who is greatly honored and praised throughout this world and the angels in glory, receive our praise as thanksgiving today. May he bless you in the name of the Lord. May he bring
bring the presence of himself and his spirit into your home and life. May his presence bring a blessing that others will recognize in your life. And may you respond in joyful living.
Thank you for the cross.